Jasper, J-A-S-P-E-R, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, Lowry, L-O-W-E-R-Y. Date of birth, 9/13/50. This is a 73-year-old gentleman, married 15 years. He used to work as a crew leader for a married group here in Houston, Texas. He suffers from COPD, excessive history of smoking, but no alcohol use in the past period. In the paragraph, he suffered a stroke 2 years ago with left-sided weakness. He's now in a scooter, has had seizures. Because of his stroke, the seizures have definitely gotten worse in the past few weeks. Furthermore, in the past few weeks, he has not been eating very much. He has been ADL-dependent, bowel and bladder-dependent, but he's having a hard time driving his scooter and is now more chair-bound, period. He also suffers from hypertension and diabetes, past medical family history, some sort of cancer, review of system, weakness, stroke times two at least, seizures much worse, lost the ability to drive a scooter, wears a diaper, ADL-dependent, and bowel and bladder incontinent, weight loss, and weakness is very evident, along with decreased mentation. Social, quit smoking, quit drinking some time ago, 15 years ago. He's been married 15 years, has 4 children from a previous wife. Review of system as above, along with confusion that I mentioned. Blood pressure has been difficult to manage, has been labile. Medication includes Losartan, hydrochlorothiazide, 100/12.5 once a day, Flomax 0.4 once a day, Clonidine 0.2 twice a day, Coric 3.125 twice a day, Eliquis 5 milligram regarding a DVT that he had a year ago, Farxiga 10 milligram a day, Ozempic 1 milligram a day, Atrovastin 20 milligram a day, Finasteride 5 milligram a day, also takes Mucinex, also needs Mucinex because he's had a cough and respiratory issues, which I believe is most likely related to his severe aspiration, most likely. Period, vital signs, 175 over 88, pulses 90, respiration is 18, a febrile, heart pulses, 1 pulse was 2, lungs clear. Abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, positive bruise bilaterally, neck shows no skin, shows no rash, lower extremity shows muscle wasting, there's dense left-sided weakness present. Number one, here we have a 73-year-old gentleman with a history of stroke times two, seizure disorder, worsening symptoms of stroke with decreased mentation, recurrent CTIAs, difficulty with ability to drive his scooter, bowel and bladder incontinent, ADL dependent, weight loss, muscle wasting, now has developed what looks like a possible bronchitis, possible symptoms of aspiration pneumonia. Overall prognosis remains poor for this gentleman. He also suffers from hypertension and diabetes, which are poorly controlled at this time as well. Patient has a DVT in his lower extremity, hence the reason for the Eliquis, and change in his condition makes him hospice, makes his condition more grave and with above findings and worsening symptoms. Thank you.